News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
And to bring you up to speed on some of the stories that you may not yet have seen and give some analysis on those that you have, Harry Brown is with us, media lecturer at TUD and host of the Ditch podcast. Harry, we start with 34 men being deported to Poland and Lithuania on grounds of criminality.
Yes, so this was a flight that went yesterday off to Warsaw and Vilnius, taking 34 men, all men who were being deported under the free movement directive. It allows EU citizens to be deported. This is basically Jim O'Callaghan doing a tough on immigration flex. And it seems like the reports that we've seen of it are largely based on a press release from O'Callaghan's department. There's a lot of, there must be consequences kind of quotes from Jim O'Callaghan. But there are some questions here because 25 of these men were in prison and were taken from prison out, but nine of them weren't. So nine of them presumably had either done their time or were on bail or something like that. So if they posed such a danger to Irish society that they needed to be moved on out of the country, why were they not serving
incarcerated
sentences?
At the time,
so they had been sentenced to custodial sentences. That's what the statement says. But nine of them were taken from places, arrested and detained from communities across Ireland is what the story says. So these are relatively small numbers. This is a flight of 34. Do you remember there were 23 Romanians who were deported under similar circumstances last October? The numbers are creeping up, but it's 88 so far this year under this particular directive. But as I suggest, I think this is essentially Jim O'Callaghan doing Jim O'Callaghan publicity.
Also, an interesting story on a more positive note. Grandmothers turn children into winners, especially when they're well off. This is the importance of grandparents and grandmothers, particularly in kids' lives.
Right. So this is a report from the British Social Mobility Commission. Slightly dystopian name, you know, the kind of how are we going to make the poor less poor? And their message is that the rich get richer, especially when granny's around to help. I think the phrase is that the involvement of grandparents would likely transfer intergenerational socioeconomic advantage.
Oh, well, good. That's a relief.
Yeah, there you go. So grannies help to transfer that advantage. So this is a kind of a message that that advancing socially actually requires you to be rich already. And it's kind of a depressing message, actually. But yes, the grannies do help, especially the mother's mother. And this is this was a study of studies, essentially. It was looking at research that's been done all over the world about what influences a child's educational achievement, etc. And it found that grandparents in general are worth about a quarter of what parents are worth. So I guess if you do the math, then the great grandparents are worth about a 16th. And, it's kind of attempting to put some kind of statistical basis on how it is that the rich stay rich.
Well, this sticks with a piece of trivia that I enjoyed immensely, which is, as far as if I remember this rightly, there are only three species that have menopause. There's humans, killer whales, and I think pilot whales.
Okay.
And the theory is that in all three species, it is more evolutionarily advantageous to have a grandmother around looking after her grandchildren than have her continue to have her own kids. That there comes a point where she's more useful as granny.
That makes a lot of sense. And I'd say a lot of grannies recognize themselves in that metaphor. Yeah.
The Chinese are doubling down on the space program. The Chinese are going to send astronauts into space for a year.
For a year, yeah. It's the first time that a Chinese astronaut has gone up for a year. It's actually a Hong Kong chap who's doing the year in the Chinese space station. The Chinese were sort of kicked out of the International Space Station by NASA about 15 years ago, and now they have their own program. And, you know, somehow you think with the Chinese, you're inclined to imagine that it's part of a rational, realistic, and productive plan to do something really good in space. They're planning to put people on the moon and have a lunar base starting in 2030. So this is...
2030, that's not that long away.
No, I know, it's really soon. I was shocked when I saw that myself. So it's described as a race in which the United States is also competing. Those of us who are old enough can remember the space race of the 60s and 70s, but you sort of have the impression that the Chinese will be doing pretty well in this race.
And lastly, we'll wrap up with a media story, given your expertise. Well, it's quasi-media. The ex-RTE Director General, who has been unwell and therefore unable to provide information to any of the numerous Oireachtas committees who have been looking for She seems to be improving.
She seems to be doing all right. Yeah. So this is a story in the Daily Mail, and there's a certain element of kind of stalking about this story that would usually be beneath us, Anton. But because Dee Forbes, former director general, has been avoiding interviews and avoiding Oireachtas committees, it's sort of worth pointing out that although she's unwell and can't attend those meetings, she has been going to beauty salons and shopping in Brown Thomas and Cork and all this sort of thing. So this is essentially, you know, that the story, particularly about Derek Mooney's payments that Kevin Backhurst told the committee last week. Well, that was Dee Forbes made that decision to kind of reclassify him out of the presenters list. She's not answering questions, but she seems to be doing all right.
Harry, thank you so much. That is Harry Brand, media lecturer at TUD and host of the Ditch podcast.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.